This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the Plant-Based Products Council and its supporters in Congress are hopeful that legislation aimed at expanding the agricultural bioeconomy will significantly impact the upcoming farm bill. We hear more coming up next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
The proposed Ag Bio Act seeks to increase the manufacturing of plant-based alternatives to traditional consumer goods within the United States. According to James Glick, the executive director of the PBPC, discussions surrounding this legislation have occurred as lawmakers strive to progress the farm bill.
The Ag Bio Act is bipartisan, bicameral legislation in both the House and Senate. And essentially what it does is support the ag bioeconomy and the infrastructure that's needed to be successful there. So it creates a grant program that can be used to build out some of the pilot scale and demonstration scale facilities that are really needed for the U.S. to succeed. We're looking at bio-based products, so fermentation tanks. So think about the plastics and the materials, construction materials, the whole range of things that are made from plants, corn, soybeans, and so a whole range of plant-based and bio-based products.
Iowa Republican Zach Nunn and Nikki Bozinski, a Democrat from Illinois, are spearheading the bill in the House. They both serve on the House Ag Committee and are prioritizing the development of bioeconomy infrastructure in the farm bill.
We've got the House bill that was marked back in May that includes some of the loan guarantee provisions from the bill from Congressman Nunn and Bozinski in the House. And there was an amendment by Congressman Nunn on the grants program with a commitment from Chairman Thompson to work on it as it moves through the House. On the Senate side, both Stabenow and Bozeman, the leaders of the Senate side, have frameworks that include these provisions in both of their bills.
The funding can be utilized in various ways to enhance the ag bioeconomy.
The grant program is important to helping innovators successfully enter the market and complements the current loan program as well, which is available for a range of purposes. It's an existing program at USDA. The grant program is really designed to build out new and to retrofit existing facilities that shorten the time it takes for innovators to access demonstration scale. What we see is folks that need demonstration in the marketplace, demonstrate that the products work, and that it's going to highlight the demonstration scale facilities that's really necessary.
According to Glick, the passage of the Ag Bio Act would greatly benefit U.S. agriculture.
It creates new markets for our growers, for our products. What we're seeing is the ag bioeconomy growing globally. That means that innovation that's happening in our laboratories and in our land-grant university systems in the U.S. is being moved overseas. To scale up, folks are having to look abroad, places like China and Europe, for example. The European Union has about 300 biorefineries, and the U.S. only has about 30 today. So to look at that scale-up, folks are having to go abroad. And the Nunn-Bozinski bill will give us a chance to keep the growth of the industry and the jobs that come with it closer to home and closer to crops that are grown here in the U.S.
There is also a companion bill in the Senate that was introduced by Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota Democrat, and Kansas Republican Jerry Moran. Currently, there are 8 lawmakers supporting the bipartisan bills in both the House and Senate level. You can learn more about this story and others on our website at iowaagnet.com, as well as find replays of our market casts, sign up for the e-newsletter, and also subscribe to our market podcast, which come out to you 3 times a day, free of charge. Openings, middays, and closings, all available at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.